Hello and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Mark and Aceto podcast. My name is Mark and Aceto, and this podcast is going to be fairly short. It's actually going to be a promotion of my next podcast, which hopefully will be up next week. So next week's going to be part one of my series, A History of Music, 1967. I'm going to start. But I'm going to do it with a different twist. I'm not going to start talking about 1967. I'm going to talk about some events from 1967, but not fully about 1967. I am honored to announce that my next podcast episodes are going to be an interview with a rock legend. It's going to be my first podcast on YouTube, so because I'm going to Zoom the interview. Maybe it'll be on Zoom. Excuse me. So I hope they have it on YouTube. And I hope they get audio for this on Anchor. I'm going to interview a rock guitarist from the 60s, 70s. He was with the rock band Blues Project, New York based band from 1965 to 1967 when they broke up. Supposedly, I don't know how true that, I don't know the exact story. They played the Monterey Pop Festival, which was the festival that Jimi Hendrix smashed his guitar and burnt and lit it on fire during this performance of Wild Thing. Same festival, they were there. And I have referenced them in the past in a couple of my other podcast episodes from 1965 and 1966. So he was a member of the group Blues Project. And he was one of the founding members of the band, the jazz rock band Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Was with them for their first five albums. He's produced for acts like Lou Reed, a solo artist, and he's written a book too, as well. I am going to interview the legendary Steve Katz, if you ever heard of him. If you're familiar with the second album of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, it's a famous album that had hits like You Made Me So Very Happy, Spinning Wheel, and When I Die. And another hit on there that I actually really admired very much. Not as popular as the other songs, but to me, this is good, to be honest. And it was on hits. It was on compilation albums. So, yes, it was a hit, but not really. It didn't get a lot of airplay. But, I mean today, I don't hear it on the radio too often. He did Sometimes in Winter, if you know that song. Great song, great vocals, great lyrics. I'm going to interview Steve Katz. This is my first interview. It's going to be held next Wednesday. I hope to have it up sometime over next weekend, let's hope. So I'm not going to win. That works out fine. I hope you do enjoy it. Hope you tune in. If you want, I'll let you get on my Facebook page, which is Mark and Aceto, MarkInAcito. I will let you get on. And if you want, ask Steve if you have a request of a question for me to ask Steve, please, by all means, write it down, because I'll definitely ask him. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you will too. Thank you. God bless.